Hello?
Hey, Darrell, you're on with the Patriots Media Workroom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Darrell. What's up?
Darrell, how are you?
Good.
So, what did you, looking back, what did you learn from that first time you faced Randy Moss in week two? What did you take out of that game?
Looking at the film this week, straight up, I think preparation-wise, I think I had a good game plan on covering him the best way, just switching up certain things, off coverage, a little bit of press, just mixing it up, giving them different looks. But, just watching the past, couple games that they have been played, they played in, they're doing different things with him now in their offense. So, I'm probably going to have to switch my game up. When I watch them this week more on him.
What kind of things are they doing differently now?
I didn't hear you.
What kind of things are they doing differently now than week two?
Just putting them in more places to get him the ball. He's been in the slot a little bit more. Defensive backs can't get their hands on him. He can get a free release and, sprint down the field and then catch, acrobatic catches. So it's just something that, the game plan this week and what we're doing, it's for me to change my game up a little bit on him.
One of the things I remember after that game was Randy was asked about how you held him down, and he only had four catches, Darrell, and I think he said anyone can have help over the top and it could look good. And I was curious, what was your reaction when you heard that?
My reaction was basically everybody saw the game. Everybody knew I was in man coverage. That was the case. He was supposed to say that. I mean, because today that wasn't his day. He got shut out and he was frustrated about it, which is cool. I don't have nothing against him. I still think he's one of the best receivers in the league. When we go up against each other, it's great competition. So, if he says that, he does. I mean, that's on him. But, we played him twice a year, and, I have to see him again just as much as he has to see me again.
So Darrell, to kind of set the record straight, that game, were you man-to-man the entire time? Was there sometimes when a safety would come over the top, or was it all man-to-man?
I was man-to-man coverage.
Do you enjoy this part of it? You don't seem to be shy about talking about this stuff. I know Randy, when he talks, is not shy about talking about this stuff. Do you enjoy this competition between an elite corner and an elite receiver like this?
It's good. It's good. Like I said, I'm not going to disrespect nobody about anything. If Randy beat me on a touchdown, yeah, I'll live up to it. Hey, he beat me. He's a great receiver. I believe that I'm a great corner too, but that's just how it goes. When you play against the best, you got to bring the game. But also, you got to give respect to the guys that you're going against. I mean, they get paid as well as I do. So there's no trying to get in a jarring match a trash-talking match with Randy Moss. I say what I believe, and that's it. I mean, you live up to it or you don't. But one thing I know, like I said, I'm giving respect. He's one of the best, and it's great competition between me and him. So I love it. I'm sure he loves it, too.
Darrell, people say when they talk about corners that you're one of the best, and you talk about giving respect. When those remarks were made after the game about safety help, I mean, did you feel like that was a lack of respect?
You can say so. But like I said, if that's what Randy thinks about me, that's what he thinks. That's his mindset of what he thinks of me. But I know I have to go out there and do my job, and that's plain and simple. He knows I'll be covering him, and I know that. So Brady knows that, and the Patriots know that. The Jets know that. It's back and forth. It's vice versa. Everybody knows that. That's going to be the matchup during the week. So, no, I don't. like I said, I control my destiny and what I want to do as a player, as in covering guys. And, you know, I look forward. I play against best receivers every week. So, you know, after this game, it's on to the next. So, but, you know, this game, it's to focus on Randy Moss.
Drell, just a general question about playing cornerback. In your career on up, you know, the week after you give up like a big touchdown or something like that, you know, it happens to everybody. What's that like for you? How do you kind of come back from that from a tough play or a tough week?
Say that again. A big play.
Yeah, that you give up. How's a cornerback like you bounce back from that?
Well, one thing. I don't know. It's very simple. As corners, you just got to have a short memory. You know, that's the things that we are taught, to have a short memory. We know guys are going to catch balls. That's, you know, that's something that, you know, this league is too good. You know, quarterbacks are too good. They know where to place the ball at, you know, certain times or timing routes. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, just minimizing what a receiver can do. And, you know, that's what I try to do. I just try to make him not catch a lot of balls. I don't, at the end of the game, it's that's what they are. I don't, you know, they can be 8 catches for 12 yards. They could, you know, it could be 4 for 24. It can be 4 for 50. It can be 8 for 120. It's just my job is to stop him from catching the ball. And you know, I try to, you know, take that to heart, you know, when I'm out there working. So, you know, but as bouncing back from you know, a big play, yeah, you just got to have a short memory.
Jarrell, I'm sure you've been asked it down there, but we haven't had a chance up here. I mean, what was your reaction to, you know, Coach Ryan crying in that meeting, and did it kind of catch you by surprise, even as emotional a guy as he is? It's not very often that coaches cry in front of their teams.
Yeah, I think as a whole team, it caught us by surprise, you know, because we didn't see it. First, he was just talking to us. And then he just started bursting out and, you know, getting very emotional. So it just shows that, man, he believes in us, he believes in his team. And right now he just don't believe that we're putting 100% effort into it. And, you know, that's for him to see and bring it up to the light and you know, make us focus on that and make us work harder.
Just hoping you could just clear me up on one thing. Just going back to the first meeting between the teams, you talked about how you were in man coverage all game against Moss. Is it possible to be in man coverage and have safety help over the top to allow you to play more aggressively in man?
Say that again.
Oh man, I was hoping you weren't going to say that. When you were in that first game against Moss, you talked about playing man coverage the whole game. Is it possible that, you know, to have safety help over the top while you're playing man coverage, so it sort of allows you to be more aggressive, knowing you have the safety help rolled over the top?
Do you know football?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. You know, I mean, if you could clear it up for me.
Yeah, I'm asking you a question. Do you know football?
Maybe parts of it, but not that part of it.
What part do you know?
I say like parts of it.
Okay, so do you know defensive coverages?
Not
like
very,
cover
not,
two,
not very
cover
well.
Three, cover one?
Not very well, quite honestly.
Oh, okay.
Darrell, I think the reason we're asking this question is because Bill Belichick said today when he was asked about it that you had help over the top quite a bit. So there's obviously a discrepancy here, and we don't see the film. So that's why we're asking the question. No one's doubting you, but up here, Bill Belichick is saying, well, no, he had help over the top.
I don't believe that statement. So, that question is dead from now on, because I'm not going to just keep on answering this question.
That's fair. I just want you to understand why we're asking it. We're not playing gotcha here. We're just, there's a discrepancy,
that's
obviously,
cool,
between how the two teams see it.
That's cool.
All right. Thanks, Darrell.
You're welcome.
All right.